The word recognized is used a few times in today's gospel, and it's at the center of one of the things that Jesus is trying to teach us in today's gospel. Now, the word recognize means to acknowledge, to recall to mind, and to know again. But before you can know something again, you have to know it in the first place. So when does our recognition begin? Well, on this Mother's Day, the answer is very beautiful. It begins in utero. There was a recent study that showed that children, near the end of their in utero development, when they heard their mother's voice, their heart rate slowed down. It seemed to have a very soothing effect on them. This is odd because in our teenage years, you know where I'm going with that one, don't you? Wow, you guys are with me. 7:30 was like, all right. Now, experience will show from you guys right here that very early on, your child will track the mother's voice. Okay, also the father's today, but it's Mother's Day, so dads, your day's in a few weeks. We'll get to you guys. But a newborn will, with the eyes at least, always try to find where mom's voice is coming from. Very beautiful, so happy Mother's Day. I also remember reading a story about a professional cellist, and she was given a piece of music to learn, a very difficult piece of music to learn, and she sat down and just blew right through it, and she thought, this is bizarre. How was I able to do that? So she was talking to her mother, who was also a cellist, about this situation, and she said, when I was pregnant with you, I spent 9 months practicing this piece over and over and over again. So here we are 20, 30 years later, and it was still there. This woman recognized what she had heard from the very beginning of her life. Now, what happens when there are multiple voices out there? Well, in today's gospel, Jesus kind of addresses that when he talks to us about the relationship between a sheep and a shepherd. During formation, we practice preaching to one another at St. Albert's. Saturday and Sunday, we have Vespers at 5:30, and the brothers take their chance at trying to figure out how to preach. Well, one brother was a big animal veterinarian before religious life, so he worked with bulls and cows and sheep. And in one of his homilies, he was talking about sheep, and he said, sheep literally are one of the stupidest animals on the face of the planet. Before I continue, if you are a member of the Sheep Anti-Defamation League, I would ask you to take that comment up with him. He did go on to say that, yes, sheep definitely recognize the voice of their shepherd. In today's gospel, that's what we see. It was common to bring all the flocks together on the best pastures to let them eat. Well, when it's time to go, time to move on, the shepherd would just walk off a little bit, make his unique sheep noise, go figure, right? And then the sheep would hear that, and they would go off, and they would follow him. Well, don't our shepherds do the same thing with us? Again, we talked about these little ones, how they heard their mother's voice, both in utero and almost right after birth. I remember, you know, when I was a little one, I could hear my mother's voice in the crowded room. And the way she said my name knew if I should come or run, right? We've all seen a child lost in a crowd, a terrified look, screaming out for mom. And that face of horror turns to joy as soon as the child hears mom's voice. Ah, I'm safe. My mother is coming to get me. So we are programmed to recognize the voice, recognize that voice that will lead us to safety. Now, our first shepherds, our parents, introduce us to our true shepherd, the divine shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 weeks, the parents and godparents are going to hear, you are the first teachers of your children in the faith. It is the parents that bring the children to this good shepherd. As we grow up, there'll be other shepherds in our lives, other family members, friends, teachers, priests, civic leaders. People will be talking to us to teach us the things we need to know. Well, thank God we're not like sheep. We have an intellect. We have intelligence. We can listen. We can critique and say, ah, yes, this is a good shepherd, or this is a shepherd that I should be ignoring. This reality about these multiple voices is confusing in our world because we live in a multicultural, multi-religious, multi-ideological world. All these voices are always calling out to us, trying to go to follow whatever shepherd could be there. Well, what do we do when we hear these multiple voices calling us? We always have to go back to our original shepherd, the good shepherd, our Lord, to say, yes, this is the path that I should go. What you're saying is good. It is in keeping with what I should be doing as a Catholic Christian. Or no, what you're saying is not in keeping. So how do we go back? How do we recognize? How do we hear the voice of God? Now, there are many ways, but I'd like to look at just two today. The first is in the scriptures. God, throughout the beginning of time with us, has revealed himself to us. And over the years, our ancestors have written down what God has done for us and those teachings that God wants us to know. I know at times you read the Bible, it might be like, a little confusing. But in our mass media age, there's tons of stuff on the internet, tons of wonderful Catholic organizations putting information out. We have Bible studies, breaking open the Word. Ask me. I'll try to answer your questions. So we have to try to recognize God by reading, by listening to the Word of God that has been given to us. The other way God will speak to us is in prayer. And again, there's many ways of prayer, but I want to talk about a very specific one. And that is what I call sacred silence. It's kind of like that. Wow, no kids screamed on cue. That was good. Way to go, kids. All right. Sacred silence. You just sit and be quiet. One of the things I learned at formation was how to attempt to have sacred silence, because it's difficult. So at St. Albert's, I try to get to the chapel an hour before morning prayer and just sit there. 6 months out of the year, it would be in pitch darkness as well. And I would just sit there and attempt to try to clear my mind and to try to listen to God. For this motor mouth, with all those squirrels running around my head at all times, not easy to do. Some mornings I thought, well, that was a waste of time. I could have slept for an extra hour. But other mornings, I kind of had almost an out-of-body experience. That difficult theological, topic I was trying to get the answer just sort of came to me. Ah, the situation with one of the brothers who was annoying me. Ah, this is how to go. Or God just revealed himself to me in a very beautiful and intimate way. It's funny that I was only able to hear God in the silence, in the sacred silence, when there was nothing else to take my attention. That's when God is really going to speak to our hearts. So I'd offer you that to you. It doesn't say you have to go to St. Albert's, become a Dominican. If you're interested, talk to me. I'll put you in touch with our vocation director. But we all need to have those encounters with God daily. For instance, why not take it upon yourself just to read the gospel reading for every day? It's literally 2 to 3 minutes. Every day you can find lists online in our bulletin. There's an app for that. Just take 2 to 3 minutes to read the scriptures and say, okay, God, what do you want to speak to me? Then take another few minutes in the day just to be quiet. Turn off the cell phone, turn off the TV. If your spouse is complaining, turn off your hearing aids. And just allow the silence to be there. Because it's only in silence that we will hear our Lord. So our good shepherd is always calling out to us, wants us to hear his voice, because he wants us to recognize his voice so that we will go where he wants to lead us.